Footy-ho, how do you do, part, what,
32?
31. Oh, fuck! Alright, my bad. Anyways, welcome to Not Fascist Fierce. We got a couple special guests here tonight. Say hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Tough, you bad motherfucker.
He's the one to stay there for half an hour. And then we also got Kayla in the background. She's not, she doesn't want to say nothing, so.
She said I'm cool.
But, yeah, we got a little short show for you guys tonight, so.
See how long it is.
That's what she said.
Let's get into it.
I don't know about this TV playing. This is going to be so distracting. I like it, though.
It's going to add for I'll
try to. I legit thought I was 32, dude. I was fucking hyped.
It's 31.
Yeah, let me get the next one.
Next week, it's the Delonte West episode, 31. I think he was 31.
Sean Marion, too, Blue.
I can't think of anything.
No, hey, I'm letting Travis host.
Delonte West banged the wrong mom.
Allegedly.
No, it's been facts. It's happened.
The game put it in a rap song, it's a fact.
Can't put it in a rap song. I'm not questioning this game.
Yeah, no, Travis Thompson, I got my Wi-Fi and planet.
You know, and I want you guys to know, this rundown is good.
It's really good.
Number one thing on the rundown, which, also, we got Jade and Ben here, Kaylin's in the back. So.
They will be chiming
he
in.
He didn't say their names.
Yeah, he did.
I know I said I'd be a special guest. I don't know if I said the name or not. So.
Anyways, I don't know. I guess I'm the only one who's used it here still. But I did get a bidet, and we already talked about this for like 20 minutes, so we kind of fucked that up. Because they had a bunch of good questions, and now the questions are gone.
Well, no, I still have questions for you.
I'm here, still 100% here for you. I got all the questions.
No, the thing is,
it's a little sus.
I know.
Just me?
Going into Travis's bathroom.
Okay, I started like looking at it, and I was like about to start Googling shit, but I was like, he already talked about it.
I feel like for a female, it'd be a lot better than a guy.
Well, dude, mine does have the pussy attachment.
So I'm saying, I'm being serious. I feel like it'd be better for a female. That's not even talking shit. That's back.
I instantly looked at Hope and like, that just like, why would you?
Yeah, my favorite thing to do is I take it, like, come in here, and I'll turn it on. It just.
Oh yeah, slash the back of the shower.
That's the thing.
I'm being serious though. I feel like that's
put
like
a little fist bump.
Like,
no, yeah,
then give the Cody Bryant fist bump.
How do you keep it clean though? That's what I don't understand. Like, how do you
clean
the bidet itself? Because
it just shoots fucking water.
You don't shit in it.
You don't shit on it, clown.
What if you have explosive diarrhea? Though?
What if you just ate Taco Bell?
Then you clean up all night.
Then you don't have a toilet cleaner by your toilet.
You're not supposed to piss on it. Hey.
Well, I've seen some piss stuff.
No, here's the problem. Here's the problem. I will say, you have a toilet bowl this big. You put a bidet in. Your toilet bowl is now like cut off. So
in the morning,
and you're drunk.
When I've been drinking. I might get a little loose with the aim. Don't have as much tolerance as I used to. Oh, my poor.
Because
George,
I'm not
going
to lie. I want to try it at some point, but it's got to be clean. That just looks
great. I cleaned
I'm
this
not,
one.
I'm not like saying it's not clear or anything. I'm just, I don't have to go to the bathroom, so I'm not going to force myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will hold in poops at work to go home. Just
which is
fair. 100%.
But you also only live once, and you got to experience.
I'm going to use it eventually.
So I'm saying.
So, but
I just want to know what it feels like.
So one night, I'm going to eat a bunch of food.
And I also
so
heard,
clean.
Hold on, question.
After this, we'll go. You can take laxative.
What if you just go use it? Do you have to shit first? Just
what's the point of using it?
Is the water hot or cold?
Hey, Jairus, so when you eat ass, do you prefer it to be bidet or just
straight
fresh?
It's fucking toilet water.
That's
it's going to be cold.
That's cold.
You don't hook the hot water to your toilet. That
but
makes it, that will make it
another
bad.
Question. Does that water, whether how hot or colder, how hot
you don't really
or cold
notice.
It is, does it matter since it's your butthole and not actual skin?
I don't really notice. It's just water.
So
I mean,
with your
it's,
ghost,
not, it's a fine temperature.
So the ghost in your house, has it used it yet?
I don't know, dude. I was hearing shit earlier when I was laying on the couch and it's kind of scaring me. And Rocco was next to me, so it wasn't him. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
So
I think Bub's in my house.
Good?
The bidet feels pretty good. And it's pretty
so
clean.
Then would you let a girl lick your butt?
It's not the same.
What the fuck?
It's definitely the same.
No, a girl's mouth is far dirtier than a bidet.
I love it. Chaz went from here to way
up
here really
fucking
fast.
That is a valid question, though. I'll give him that.
Not right after you...
Not after you go to the bathroom.
That's not a valid question at all.
Jairus, someone who eats ass such as yourself, I'm surprised you don't have a bidet here.
Wouldn't that kind of people for eating ass here?
No, I don't eat ass. That's the thing, though.
But the bidet would clean the ass.
No, don't touch your head like that.
So no one eats ass.
I do not.
Do you?
Stop pointing at
him. He said, oh.
Also, yeah. Jay also had some butts. So
Jairus denies it enough. I feel like
you eat ass?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times. Not a big deal.
Not a big
Wait,
deal.
Wait, Ben, you chew.
You eat ass.
Yeah.
No, my sister, No.
If I see blood, I throw up.
Shut up.
If I see blood, I throw up. Fuck you, think.
Shut up. Next topic.
Everybody relax. It's my sister.
We're not talking about Ben with his sexuality.
Everybody can talk about sex, but
Ben is married to me and Jaden's sister. So that would be weird for us to know.
It's not my problem.
Yeah,
it's our problem. I don't want to know about it.
In all reality, that's facts. I get it.
I mean, they do have kids. So I mean, you guys think.
Good lord.
But punch in the rib.
No. They're only allowed to have sex strictly married only for the kids. Nothing more. Only for conception.
When you're married, that's basically all it is.
Speaking of married.
How's that end of marriage?
So loud.
I don't know, you're closer to
you're gonna eat a whole. Yeah, very, very I'm cool with it.
Should we just turn this into the bitching about their marriages?
I didn't bitch about my marriage.
As long as their wives don't see it, I think
we'll be fine. How did us talking about bidets get brought?
Because in chat, talk about eating ass and sexuality. And
yeah, then you put it into our podcast. This is what happens every episode.
Alright.
No, I'm so the bidet.
Yeah.
I want to use it, but I don't know when.
Come over now. We'll go after this.
We'll take turns. On the bidet. Taking the shit at Travis's place, then we're gonna just clean our.
Is it hard to install?
Okay, so you take your hose goes up on your toilet, screw connector, screw it in, hose here, then you pull your toilet seat off. It goes right on your toilet seat, mounts with the same holes. Then you just hook your line into the bidet.
So no, not really.
So
took me 10 minutes.
Yes, it's not very hard.
And it even came with the Teflon tape and everything. All I had to do was go get pipes.
I don't see how it doesn't leak.
Because it's sealed. I mean, it's all sealed. Teflon tape and O-rings.
So when you flush your toilet, does it instantly just fucking squirt? Or do you have to, like...
No, there's... No, hold on. So you sit...
Then stop laughing.
It's a valid question.
You sit on the toilet. Hold on. You sit on the... You sit on the toilet. Say this bottle of water is like the handle. There's a handle right here next to you. And it's got a thing on it you slide
it's
back and forth. So the setting that towards you is the pussy setting. It cleans the pussy. And and it has multiple notches. There's like 6 or 5 notches. I don't know which, how many. And that's like the pressure.
That's way too much.
And if you go away from you, that's the butthole option. The pussy option just sprays water right on the back of your balls. That's all it does.
Low, medium, high.
And
no, you got like. No, I'm telling you, the settings pretty much go from like water dripping out to instantly. Like,
dude, I kid you not. The first time he showed me, he legit said, "Chaz, watch this." Ducked his shoulder, flipped it, and it. It was like a garden hose. Like, you put your thumb over
it. It's fucking fly, dude.
It's got some pressure.
So, why can't I just hook up a garden hose and just
you that way?
I mean, that's what coaches makes his wife do on their kids. I mean, I guess you could use the garden hose in the basement. Just don't make a mess. I don't know.
That's what Rocco does.
Rocco might use the bidet. I don't fucking know.
He's probably using it right now.
Can't prove he doesn't.
I don't know. Your neighbors get pretty pissed.
I don't bring my neighbors over.
Yeah, I hate your neighbors. I don't care. They can be listening to this. They need to cut
their
grass.
I hope they do. They do really need to cut
their grass. Their grass is high as fuck.
My grass is hot, tall. No, I don't want them to cut their jet. I don't want theirs to cut their jet, because I don't want to cut mine yet, and if they do, I have to cut mine. Because have probably...
No, but here's the thing. Just cut it to make theirs even look even more tall.
Yeah, I
have
to mow. I hate mowing.
Plus, there's going to be snakes to be crawling back in there.
Better not be no fucking snakes. My dog would kill
them. I think when I come around my house, I kill it.
Alright, I do want to try it.
Alright.
I do as well.
This was added here by Kramer, I believe.
I mean, did you even tell that dream story?
You might as well. Oddest dream you've had all... I really don't remember my dreams. I haven't remembered a dream in multiple years, so I don't really have much input
here. I dream, every night. I just don't remember what it is, honestly.
Everyone dreams every night.
I can't remember any of my dreams.
Yeah. Well, I remember one from last night a little bit, but...
I made sure to type this down, though, because... Dude, you're smashing that.
Dude, it hasn't stopped.
No gloves.
I was hungry. What do you mean?
No, I had my COVID shot today. My first COVID shot, I just felt loopy. I couldn't fall asleep with it. Second one, I felt really loopy today, and then I took this fat 3-hour, almost 4-hour nap. Pretty much asleep. This dream had us recording a podcast somewhere. Like, I'm not sure. I'll just go from what I read. So this is with the setting the stage. Scene right.
Oh my gosh, he has notes.
No, I took notes because I was like, all right, so we just land somewhere. I'm not sure where it was. It's pouring rain. We get to an Uber, and our driver did not know how to get to the restaurant, bar, slash hookah place that J.R. Smith owned. Apparently, he owns a bar like that. I don't know. This is my dream. So we're doing a live podcast with special guest J.R. Smith. And I found out today the reason why J.R. Smith was brought up because we talked about him last night.
Also better than Draymond.
I was saying Jordan Poole. I was saying Jordan Poole's like J.R. Smith, but just dog shit.
Couldn't help myself. Sorry. Couldn't help myself.
Jordan Poole is the reason the Warriors lost that game. He is the fucking worst player in the NBA.
This is what the weird part about the dream was. So we're drinking during the podcast like we typically do. But at the point towards the end of a song comes on, at the point a song comes on, J.R. Smith gets up and starts dancing for some fucking reason. Then at some point gives someone a lap dance. Yes. Yeah, pretty much it ended up being a strip club.
I'll go to a strip club.
But when he came back down, 100%. I saw that it was loose, and I asked him the question about why'd you dribble the ball out after the final shot, after the free throw miss. And then after that, we all took our shirts off for him, we all took our shirts off, and it was just, like, weird.
I don't know, Kramer.
That's definitely your
thing. This is starting to sound more like a wet dream.
That's definitely
a dream. Yeah, little sucks.
Because J.R. Smith always takes his shirt off. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why that my dream's not like that.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Only reason.
Fair enough.
No, it was weird.
No comment.
But.
If you get your COVID shot, you get weird-ass dreams. I pretty much hallucinated the entire time, it seemed like.
But, I will say this. J.R. Smith, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Come on the show. You will.
I played against J.R. Smith on 2K20.
Huh?
I played J.R. Smith in 2K20 with Damon once.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Oh, against him at the park? Yeah. They just get on when the NBA players aren't getting the right server. It's a pain in the ass. It took forever to get on. We played them. Ben, your phone is touching you.
Literally. Sitting on it.
You ping and your phone is touching you.
This scared the shit out of me. I was like, what is going on with the fire fucking?
Oh, Melo. Fire things are done. Best fucking player in the league.
No. But that buzzing noise was Ben
pinging his phone.
Activated his Find My iPhone, and it was literally behind him. Touching him.
This is why Ben's not allowed on the podcast.
The game is the game.
Yeah, but so any weird dreams?
I can't think of any weird dreams.
Well, some words like terrified you.
Flying.
Yeah.
Well, dreams
about all spiders.
Snakes terrifying, but no, I'm saying dream wise.
Spiders.
Running out of water at my house like I do every single week.
What'd you say?
I go to get a water at like 9 o'clock at night. There won't be any water.
Well, yeah,
I just have to be thirsty for the rest of the night, like a man.
Like a man. Run your mouth under the faucet.
Dude, I can't drink tap water.
Those fucking
be
a man.
Yeah, your house is pretty old.
Yeah.
It's old and it still looks like a trap house.
It's part of it's better, part of it's not. But it's there.
It has come a long way.
Fucking one dub.
This was tossed in here.
Dude, tub it.
I remember this now. Airlines are now talking about weighing people.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are getting so overweight in America, they're going to have to start weighing people to make sure they're not going over capacity on airlines.
A.K.A.
What airlines are doing this?
He sent it a couple days ago.
Not Spirit. Spirit makes no money as it is.
I don't know shit about airlines.
I know they fly
planes. It's over the UK.
Huh?
Oh, of course.
The only thing I know about airlines is they fly planes and shit.
We've won American.
So does
that
sound
right?
Okay, elaborate.
Spirit Southwest. Spirit is like the cheapest you'll ever buy.
No, Southwest it's a government thing. Southwest. It's not an airline thing.
Huh?
We flew American.
Did you say you're overweight and take up two seats?
Yeah, certain airlines are already doing that.
All right, so funny story. I went to Florida in January this year, and we had a layover from Kansas City to Dallas. We're going to Florida. And our first flight was from Kansas City to Dallas. And then Dallas to Tampa. And I had a whole 3-seat row to myself on our second flight. And then on the way back, we flew from Charlotte to KCI or whatever. And I had a 2-seater by myself, too. So I had...
Wait, your plane was... It was 2 seats in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was also...
I really thought for a minute he was going to ask if it only had 2-seat period.
I got my fucking private jet.
On that thing, this is what's going on. Passengers can be weighed before they get on jets because Americans are getting fatter and the FAA is concerned aircraft may be overloaded. Airline carriers are tasked with calculating the weight and balance of their aircraft to ensure it's within allowable limits for the safety of the plane. The FAA sent out a circular 2 years ago which addressed weight and balance. Airlines use a standard average weight estimate for passengers, but the rising obesity rates in the United States are dictating a review of those estimates. Surveys of weight by airlines could take place over 3 years or 36 months. They could take place on a gate and would involve at least 15% of daily departure passengers who would be selected at random for the survey. So they're pretty much calling out
passengers. I was saying, selected at random. So, like, motherfucker, look, 350, let me roll you.
close more McDonald's and open up more gyms is what this is telling us. What we should do.
All that's going to do is make me drive further than McDonald's.
Or have a people just, like, actually...
All it's going to do is make me cost more money in gas.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's like, that's all going to happen. Like, people are going to stop going on flights, and then they're just going to just drive places. But then...
Fuck that.
Jack and me quick.
I hate car rides.
They're cool for, like, an hour car ride.
I'm good with car riding, but kids, so...
You may say no kids.
Hey, depends on the kids.
We had a good car ride to Colorado.
I mean, how many kids you have?
Everyone just slept.
How many kids was there? Was there no kids?
Like two.
Two in the back seat.
Oh, so I was a kid.
I said, how old was your kid? 23? Motherfucker, having a 1 year old and a 4 year old.
Actually older than me.
Definitely a kid in the back seat. He couldn't piss in a bottle while we were moving.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if we should talk.
No,
okay, no,
no. Why couldn't you piss
in a bottle,
Grandma?
No, because
I just couldn't piss
in a bottle. Okay, no.
3 hours.
I drank three at the same time you drank one.
Oh, quit it.
God damn
it. Grandma said he couldn't piss in a bottle,
but also sit down and pee.
Colorado. No.
What? Yeah, I might be able to fill the bottle when I stand up. That doesn't mean I'm sitting down and
run. Hey, Kramer's got to piss. I told him to piss in a bottle. Says he can't. I said, why? Said, my dick don't fit in the bottle. I said, you don't put your dick in the bottle. The tip of your dick is tapered. You put it to the bottle, and you piss. And he said, I can't. My dick's too big. I said, Kramer, is your dick this big around? I can piss.
Kramer, is your urethra that fucking big?
I said, is your piss full of garden hose?
No. He's fucking... No, I just could not piss in the bottle. I just fucking... My mind was not, like, operating for it to piss in the fucking bottle.
So then Zach and I both... I pissed in a bottle with cruise control just for
the point. If I see bad enough, I'm 100%.
Their faces make this...
Me and him pissed in a bottle a couple times. I didn't stop. We stopped like 3 times. Yeah, I just couldn't get hard. If I could, I wouldn't even... It would have been like a Chinese finger trap for me at all.
What are we talking about now?
You don't put your dick in the water when you pee?
Hold on.
Time out.
I'm confused on what...
Why wouldn't you just get a Gatorade bottle? It's this big. You can easily fit your dick in that. Second off, if you got a piss in a regular bottle like that, you can easily just peel it open a little bit.
I'm confused about what the motion you were doing.
Wait, peel it. No, I'm saying, if I put my dick in the bottle with pee, it's going to get stuck if it gets hard. So I have to, like...
I just looked up...
Wait, hold on. What are you talking about? Split the water bottle. What?
Ben was getting a little attracted. He's like,
what'd you say? Split the water bottle?
Just open it up a little bit. Can't you just cut the fucking top of it off?
Dude, your wiener is like taper. Just put your wiener up against it and pee inside.
Okay, first off, I'm not acting like I'm huge or nothing, but my dick is not fit into that.
Yo, your dick is not going to go in the bottle.
Jaden, hold on. Your dick is shaped similar to this mic. But smaller.
If your dick is fitting in
hold on, but smaller.
Oh my God.
So
that's not what we're saying.
How empty is this cup?
You dress.
Look.
Yeah,
here's the bottle. Look. If it was the same size, that would like fit around this brim. So your wiener fits around the brim of the bottle hole. So you put your wiener up to the hole.
All you need is the hole.
And you pee.
You don't lube it up or nothing.
Well, obviously, I'm not trying to sit my dick in that.
Okay, well, that's what you're saying, though.
That's what you
it's
saying.
Hole to hole. You have a hole in the top of your penis line.
Yes.
Hole to fucking water bottle.
Your hole is
no
smaller than that
hole.
Let me ask you this.
How many times have you pissed with a dick in your hands? It's not that easy.
For context, he asked the only girl in the entire room that question.
It's really, especially when you're driving and Bob's like, fuck.
I would like for her to answer this.
Yeah, exactly. Bob, question. How is that not different?
This is like Ben talking about how sign language isn't universal. He's never signed in his life.
It's not universal.
Ben argued for 10 minutes that sign language is not a universal language. So I asked somebody who speaks sign language and has been to different countries and talked to people in sign language. And she said it is universal, and he said, no, she's wrong.
I still think she's wrong.
Zach, give days of the week this week. That really changes it from...
I was gonna say it, but now it's not weird.
Okay, so after technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen,
your dad does not want to be a part of this.
This is my dad.
You're on a podcast.
This
right
is
now.
Me and Jason's dad. Dad,
I can tell by if he does not want to be a part of this. Right
dad,
now.
Just say something, please.
What the fuck
are
you doing?
Yes. He's a joy. He's a joyful human being. On opposite day, but. He called Chaz fat today. That's a funny.
Hey,
Jake.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
That stuff's good.
I'm sure you guys got some...
It's not from Colorado.
Oh, nowhere. No, I've got to tell you guys this. My grandma asked my dad the other day if I smoked weed.
Cheeks were puffy.
Cheeks were puffy. What? That's what she got out of it? She was super puffy. You must be a fucking
hothead. He asked me that the other day. He brought that up the other day at dinner.
Cheeks are puffy. What the fuck does that even mean? I love your grandma. Where's my grandma? She's...
Oh, your grandma's fun. She's great.
She lives right down the street from me, too.
She'll come and be on the next podcast.
Can you sit here and talk to the screen?
No, the mic.
No, we talk to each other.
We talk about conversations. All right, what's the next topic?
We're out of good topics.
Okay, days of the week.
Hold on, Dad. Have you ever used a bidet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a bidet.
You don't even know what a bidet is. Let me ask you this. On a long road trip, have you ever pissed in a little water bottle like that?
Really?
Why?
Jesus.
She was like, put the hole. I'm like, dude, have you ever pissed with a dick in your hand? You know what fucking
your dick has a dick.
And everybody started laughing, and then the fucking deal shut off.
Then what happens if it gets airlocked?
Or what happens if you just fucking piss and you hit a belt, piss everywhere? Oh, bad deal. Exactly. See? I'm not the only one that thinks like that.
Are we weird?
Yeah, you guys are the weird ones.
No, I'm on Travis's side.
No. Jay, hold on. He's still on the way.
This is why I want my down podcast.
Let's go.
I'm so confused.
Travis is like, fuck me, I got a small dick.
No. Hold on. I'm just confused.
Just real on.
I'm just so confused. You don't put your dick in the ball.
Just make a poll on like Snapchat or something.
I'm actually not mad about it. This is not a bad idea.
So how would we word that though?
Do you piss your dick in a water bottle?
Just...
If not, why?
Do days of the week. I'm making a poll on the...
If not...
Travis, like, I'm gonna make this happen.
Get on our Twitter.
It's the worst part is, I'm on Travis' side. Like, your dick does not need to go in the bottle.
I know. It doesn't.
Like...
Get on Twitter. I'll retweet it.
I'm the first vote.
Alright.
What's today? 22nd?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Fuck. Today is National Sherlock Holmes Day, which I don't really know how you celebrate that.
Do you have to, like, go find shit?
I don't know.
Or do you smoke out of a pipe?
What kind of pipe?
Big tobacco pipe.
Big old tobacco pipe.
The one that you put the water in, and then you...
Yeah, the hookah?
That big old tobacco pipe.
The
other
day.
Next day.
Lucky penny day, so find a lucky penny. It's what, the head side?
Yeah,
head side's lucky.
Honestly, if I'm in any money, it's pretty lucky.
I once saw at the gas station, it was like 15 pennies on the ground. Like,
and you get them?
No, I'm not going to take my time.
It's free shackles.
15 cents? I'm not... No.
You could have used that 15 cents to give it to a homeless person. Did your good deed for the day.
Or the homeless person could just go walk up to that gas station.
Kramer,
you could have left...
Where did your
you could have left
a big double handful and the take a penny, leave a penny, and been a hero. But you chose...
I just saved money by having you spend money for me.
No, it's called helping the homeless when you have to get a drink off my tab.
That came out of left field. I didn't expect that.
That was damn.
You pull the sirens up.
Jarvis's dad tells me every time I do his labor, but he's sorry that I know you. So.
No, it's me or Chad.
Jarvis's dad.
Yeah,
said you have to talk to this stream.
Alright, next day.
Alright, International Tiara Day, which I probably won't celebrate that. You go ahead and do it if you want.
Yeah, I'm not.
25th is National Wine Day, so we'll get wine drunk.
What date is it? Is that a Friday?
Do
it's a
Monday.
That's a Monday.
It's a Thursday.
What if you record
we'll
podcast?
I
will not be here.
What?
So you guys get wine drunk.
We went there for my first one.
Hey, go to the 503 Winery.
I went to their event center.
Maybe.
Last weekend, it was fun.
Get wine drunk at the 503.
The fuck is it?
I doubt they even know that it's wine day.
Do what? Oh, I have no
26. Idea.
They just make the shit up.
National Cherry Dessert Day.
Ooh, cherries.
I don't really like cherries in dessert.
I don't like cherries.
I don't like cherries or dessert, so I'm out.
You don't like dessert either, Jaden?
That's what he just said.
No, you don't like cherries in his dessert.
I fucking love dessert.
You like cherry limeade?
Yeah, cherry limeade.
Is that cherry mashes
are
disgusting.
Cherry mashes are fucking nasty.
Cherry mashes are
I like
don't bring that up around Ben. Don't bring that up around Ben.
Wait.
That's
like
what
you said.
Because Ben on the list of blood.
Oh, is he the one who's like, hey, save us? Get him up the park type of person.
Ben on everything thinks it's blood.
Wait,
that's what he thinks.
Him?
No, Ben doesn't
leave. Wait, am I laughing at the wrong thing?
Yes. That what we were laughing about, what we were laughing about earlier.
Never mind. Yeah. Ben just automatically thinks of blood for some reason.
Never mind. Change the subject.
No, when he hears Terry Matt.
27.
I don't know.
International Jazz Day.
Okay. Dude, they actually have a jazz festival once a year downtown St. Joe.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
I don't know. Are you talking about it?
I used to go with Kane every year. It's fun. We go to the jazz festival. Walk around. I don't know.
No
shit. They had something downtown this. They had something downtown this weekend. What was it?
Dude, I don't even know.
There's some outdoor music
jazz though. Festival. You let me know. I will be there.
I'm down.
Jazz festival was awesome.
Fuck. What's that? The 28th. International Hamburger Day.
Ooh. Okay, I'll make some burgers.
We'll best Pappies. Player in the league.
Right, the Pappies. Where's
you work that day, Kramer?
Where's the best, I'll be Kansas City all week.
On 28th you work? All right, we can go to Pappies. Best burger in town. Best burger in town is Pappies.
Why does that matter? Why you go to Pappies?
Because Kramer went to Pappies for like ever.
No way, it's better than Five Guys.
And then the only days that we went to Pappies is the day Kramer's worked.
Go to Pappies. Get this burger. It is a half-pound patty. With grilled cheese sandwiches with bacon on them, has the buns.
It sounds like a heart attack.
It is.
That's not okay. I feel like that's not a burger. That's a something.
Get the tenderloin if you go to Pappy's. The best burger in town, St. Joe.
Pappy's.
Five Guys.
Pappy's. Easy.
Five Guys. Nothing's gonna be.
Have you had Pappy's?
I'm gonna throw this out of left field. You guys ever had?
You need to go try Pappy's. Seriously.
Cabanas?
Pretty fire.
They're not bad. I wouldn't say they're the best ones.
Pretty
though.
Good.
Nowhere close to Five Guys.
Five Guys Burgers is good in town.
Can we stop talking about Five Guys? Okay. I think that's us.
Y'all are going to think I'm nuts, and it's fine, but IHOP.
Stop.
Yeah,
I didn't know IHOP had hamburgers.
I've never got a burger.
No idea. I had no idea that.
They do have T-bone steak. I'd give it a 4 out of 10.
So not very good.
He went and ordered a well-done T-bone steak from IHOP.
Ben,
it was like $18.
I was gonna say, I feel like it had to be like 20.
No, hold on, but get this. We go to IHOP. And it's like me, him, Brody, and Meg, I believe. He orders a T-bone steak.
I was there. I drove you guys.
Yes. Yeah, because we had the same person. So we're sitting there. We're in this booth, and adjacent to us. What kind of diagonal? Not adjacent, sorry. This girl, she was like foreign. She was talking, like, she had a real heavy accent, and she was like, speak up good English. And she was just like, watching us one time, laughing at us and shit. And Zach's got the bone from his T-bone steak, and he stands up, and he acted like he ate it, and everyone believed it, even she did. So she thought he ate this whole bone, and everybody was freaking out. Even the server was like, they were getting all uncomfortable. Like, she was, like, going to get people, and then Zach also goes, whoa, and, like, throws it, and threw the bone across the restaurant. He never ate it. It was, like, in his sleep, and everyone thought he did. And that foreign girl literally laughed for, like, 15 minutes, and then, like, just paid for her food and left.
It was your food?
No, like hers, like just left. No,
did Jack get her number?
I have a wife. She was old. It was like an older lady.
She was like maybe in her 40s. And she was just like laughing her ass off the entire time. It was actually.
But we all thought he swallowed that entire bone like that long.
There was also chocolate milk spilled everywhere too that night because of Zach.
I don't remember that, so I'm not going to say
I remember calling Jairus.
Jaden really looks like he wants to say something right now.
Sounds like a lose-lose to me. Dude got laughed at because he's an idiot and he didn't get a number. Just throwing that out there.
That's what he wanted.
I'm not doing it to get her.
He just ordered a well done. It's funny. He just ordered a well known T-bone steak. He wasn't there to get girls' numbers, Jaden.
This was also.
It was like 1:30 in the morning.
He just went to the left.
It was fucking nasty. It looked like beef jerky. It was so tough and just so good.
The steak?
Yes, it was disgusting.
It was seasoned. I love
the trash.
Ben, how do you like your steak?
Microwave.
I thought you were gonna say raw.
Basically,
pretty much.
Medium rare to restaurant.
I order it rare. If it's medium rare, I can deal with it.
If it's a good, rare, I'm good. If it's a good steak, rare. If it's a steak, medium rare is what I usually do.
So, to talk about this, who has the best steak in town?
No, what's the name of it? It's down on Stark Yards Expressway. Hoof and Horn.
Yeah, Hoof and Horn.
Ooh, Hoof and Horn.
They have a very, very good ribeye.
They're like $30 though.
I don't pay everywhere. For them. I go on work trips. I only eat it when salesmen are buying the lunch.
I don't know. The steak at the Hibachi Grill here is pretty damn good.
Their Hibachi Grill's trash. Well, the one in Berry Hills is so much better.
Sakura? Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I get steak and chicken with all the bullshit in it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
And they make it right in front of you. Yep. It makes it a little better. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hibachi?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Give us your opinion on where the best steak is in town.
Hamburgers.
Let us know.
What's
I'll say Roadhouse, but no.
Roadhouse is pretty good.
That's not the only place I can think of, honestly.
5'4", so
we didn't go to random questions like
I don't go to many places. About, like, I don't get out much.
5'4".
Yeah. I'm married, have 7 kids. I don't get out much.
But he has $1 million.
$1 million.
Hey, random questions now.
Oh, I don't have any.
I just thought of stuff.
I'll think of something.
All right.
If I need to.
Do you or do you know someone who wears socks when they sleep?
Cam.
That's weird.
It's fucking gross.
That is super weird.
Cam told me,
socks when you sleep?
Cam told me I used to wear jeans and shit when he slept. Yeah, this motherfucker wore socks when he slept here once.
I've slept in jeans here multiple times.
I've slept in jeans here multiple times as well because I was just...
Not my house. I felt like...
Y'all are fucking
that's
weird.
That's all really weird. That's
you can only sleep with jeans on if you're not sleeping and you just pass out.
Yeah, that's what I do here.
Literally. If you're super drunk and pass out, that doesn't count. But if you're like, I'm trying to get cozy, let me put my pajamas on. You put jeans on and socks?
At this rate, Ben's about to be sleeping in jeans.
Yeah, he is.
That's fast.
And a flat bill.
This fucking guy.
Ben, you... Never mind. Not for the podcast.
No, I literally... where Chaz is sleeping... Not sleeping. Sitting. I've slept right there with my legs over that... the arm.
Yeah, that's fine. If you pass out because you're drunk and you have jeans on, that's totally different.
There was one night that Jairus let me sleep on this... That right there. And I was soaking wet. Because I...
No, I did not let you...
I got really sick and threw up outside by the dick and then I walked in here...
And then you pissed yourself.
No, I didn't. But I was like walking in here stumbling, and it's funny because Jairus was like, if you're on the couch, you need to move. You need to move. And one of everybody's girlfriends was asleep right there on the couch. Well, I turned the corner, and I'm just spinning. So I literally, like, I hit my hip on the side of the couch and just plopped down and laid on top of her. And Cam's like, bro, I'm trying to get you off her. And you're just asleep already. Like, you're already asleep. And she's just like... I'm trying to, like, he's all wet. Why is he wet? Because I'm still wet from being in the pool.
But you don't act like you don't like it.
Me?
Her.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't like it.
No, would you like a big ass sweaty man sleeping on
you? I wasn't sweaty. I was wetting
swimming.
Not
your problem.
You might have not been sus.
If I've been puking, it probably was sweaty. If I've been drinking this puke, and I probably was sweaty, actually.
There's been a couple times you
there may have been a good. There may have been puke on me, too, honestly. I mean, when you're puking, you don't know what happens.
Alright, next question. What pisses you off the quickest?
Why?
Draymond Green?
Ben is definitely Draymond Green.
What was the question?
Draymond Green is probably a top 5 power forward in the league.
What pisses you off the quickest?
Draymond Green.
But I just said.
I'm about to leave. I'm about to go home. I'm about to walk home.
Remember when Ben, like, almost murdered? Was that Cade?
Yeah.
Talking about Draymond Green that day. But went to throw him in the pool, then he almost
smashed his head.
I have a video of that. You almost killed him.
You legit. If he was a foot closer to this edge
so
of the pool,
Ben was,
he would have been
going to the pool. He literally had... Fucking Kane like a tombstone pile driver, like was gonna slam him down.
This is not kidding. Cool.
Like, dude, he was jumping out and like slipped. If he would have just like went like a foot back, tombstone pile driver in the fucking concrete cage.
Straight on his head.
And Ben would have laughed about it.
Yeah, he would have. Pussy, fucking died.
Fuck around, find out.
Good lord.
Jesus, Ben.
Just Ben.
We are good people.
What's the quickest other people?
Draymond Green.
Being told to do something, I'm already going to do.
I said lion.
Like what?
Lions?
Give me an example.
You hate lions?
Like, say you're going to go do the dishes, and your mom's like, hey, Zach, go ahead and do the dishes.
So like, you're already...
That's why I have a dishwasher.
You ever had a wife? No. You'll look at me doing the dishes, and they'll be like, hey, dude, can you do dishes? Like, bitch, I'm halfway through. Hey, can you come change the kids? They just woke up. Can you change the diapers? Dude, they're done. It's gone. They're downstairs
they're
playing.
At school.
What do you mean? Yeah, I took them to bed daycare an hour ago.
Why am I blanking on this?
I would say
I think lying is a good answer.
No, lying is a good answer. Cheating is a good answer.
I get pissed when Zach tries to test me all the time.
Example.
He's been doing it a lot recently. We're in my house. He does it. Because, like, this is fucking stupid. We're playing the Xbox or something. He'll make us turn on subtitles because he wants to listen to music. Because he yells how you should be able to do both. Well, he'll just slowly turn it up louder and louder and louder. Until I yell at him to turn it down. And then he'll turn it down, but he always leaves it one notch higher than it was prior. So after he does this 2 or 3 times, the music is 3 notches higher, and he thinks he's going to get away with it. Then I just shut the speaker off. He's like a little kid.
I mean, he does have 2 ears.
He does kid shit. Like
subtitles do suck.
I can't do subtitles either.
We'll literally play GT Story Mode, and Zachary will just be playing Kanye as loud as my speaker will go. And then Jairus will be, hey, can you turn that down? He's like, you have subtitles, dude.
Bro, just read.
It's no one wants to read, that's why I'm watching a movie.
You shouldn't have to read. You can just, like, be looking at the screen and the words are there, and you just process them.
That's reading. That's why we listen. You just described reading.
We like to listen.
You don't have to read it. Then you described reading.
Listening is so much easier than reading.
So you're going to look at words and your brain is going to process what the words mean. It's reading.
Read faster than. I don't have a solution for that.
It gives me a headache.
I'm not going to change.
I can do it. It's just, it comes a spoiler.
Does it not confuse the fuck out of you?
No. If the volume's on, it sucks.
I
can probably do it without volume.
I want the volume on without
if it's both, I can listen to it.
I'm the type that I'll be watching it, and if I can't hear it, I'll just rewind it 10 seconds. Rewatch.
You can't do that on GTA.
It's true, you can't do it on GTA.
That's fast. At least I'm talking about Netflix shows.
Huh?
You make the mission, right? You fail,
I mean, yeah, we can return. I don't want to retry every mission, though, the moment we miss 10 seconds information. That'd be awesome.
What's that one bitch from Mortal Kombat that beat the fuck out of me?
I can't remember her name. She's the, started with a K. I don't remember her name. It's the flower bitch.
She pissed me off.
MVP my ass.
Hey, I had so last week we talked about shaving.
Oh,
wow. Oh, my God.
And I had someone ask me, so how do you manscape around your ass and paint?
I don't.
Tell me, what was the question? How do you manscape around there?
Your ass and your taint. Your taint is the piece of skin that connects your ass to your
balls,
also known as a gooch.
I don't have one, but I heard the lawnmower is really good.
I
thought you were going to say I don't have one until I don't have a taint. I was like, you didn't know how to taint?
Fucking alien.
His balls and butthole are one.
I'm a fucking alien out here.
No, Ben, that's what I use.
I don't have a taint.
The lawnmower
3.0.
Yeah, it's quite good.
It's really good.
Sounds good.
Next question.
No one really answered it.
I don't.
I'm not a hairy enough person to have to manage.
Yeah, I mean,
you've never ever once done.
I can't relate. I'm pretty hairy, but like I don't.
You're no need, hairy. No curiosity. I'm not curious of my body though.
I'm not very hairy.
So Chaz,
okay. I think I'm the camera right there. Don't do that again. Please.
Chaz is fucking hairy as shit.
He blocked it with the pillow.
He is hairy as fuck.
It's like a carpet right there.
You look like fucking Steve Carell, a 4-year-old virgin.
You gotta get it waxed with a flat face.
Chaz, show the camera.
Ah, I gotta watch
it. He said he's not hairy enough.
Does anybody else have any good questions?
I have one.
Hey, you go to Pornhub right now. What do you look up?
Nothing.
I don't look up
anything. I just scroll until I find a good video.
How do you know it's a good video?
I do the same thing.
In all reality, when you first click, it says today's picks.
That's what I do.
Kind of just pick.
Yeah, I just go
on. Low key, like. Before you click on it, it plays like little slideshows of like
exactly.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that's like this. I was always swear to God, so I was been like today's picks. I was like, oh, this one looks kind of interesting.
Just like slideshow.
I'm not picky.
Exactly, because sometimes I don't even know what I want. Yeah.
And then 30 seconds later, I'm done.
Yeah, it'll last for long.
I'm a big intro guy. If you know what I mean.
If you don't hook me in the first 3 seconds, I'm done.
I'm real big on intros. No foreplay.
The opening line is a really good
no foreplay.
Just
me.
Get it going, please.
You guys at least fast forward to the end to get the finish of the story.
No, hell no. Acting is so bad.
You lose the curiosity.
No one cares about the acting.
Kramer, what do you pick? Fuck, I just go click look up browsers and that's it.
What you pay for porn?
No, like on Pornhub.
The mic probably picked that up, honestly.
100% the mic picked that up.
Okay.
Actually, really, we made it less sensitive, I've noticed.
Black girls.
There's been a few things I've said that didn't get
both. Don't let Jerry's have fucking it up the same way.
Honestly, I
don't. I didn't say that, wasn't it? I don't look shit up, though. I just scroll, and if it happens to be a black girl, I'm like, oh, clicks.
Alright.
Jerry's looks for porn the same way.
Because I kept trying to get Bennett
closer
to me.
What comes to him is what he takes.
Come closer! Jesus!
Just Ben, please.
Alright, another one. Question.
I feel like the questions were always good lord.
Hey, no,
I'm actually not mad.
I can't ever think of any.
No, because you guys don't contribute to the question.
I need YOLO back. I get more questions than anybody on YOLO.
Yeah, because I sent you.
No, I have a couple aces in the holes to send a lot of. Right. They don't any more, actually.
Yeah, okay.
I've asked three questions.
If you're ever going to ask today, me and Ben are fucking in here.
Alright, if you were to perform a heist, what's your AT dynamic?
Hold on, what the fuck did you just say?
Me and Ben are in here.
What do you mean in here?
It's like we're on the podcast, we're in here.
Right? Yeah, we know. I introduced you, Jerry's introduced you, it's been an hour.
Wait, you guys are
in here.
I didn't know, I mean, if you're just now letting your presence know, that's crazy.
Alright, hey,
he's
question.
So confused.
No, who am I to try?
Hey, over a second, next question. Alright, if you guys were to perform a heist, what AT dynamic are you? Like, who's the brains, muscle, face, and walker?
I
need to review my GTA story mode.
Zach's definitely wild card.
Not Kenny.
Travis is probably the brains. That's a
me and Zach thing. Combined, I would say.
The brains? He's not the brains. He's
well
apart.
He helps.
Did you
hear, Ben?
I'll take this one.
Did you hear,
Ben?
No, Chess is the
most. GK's the muscle.
I'm the looks.
Brody's the muscle.
He's rocking.
Hey, Brody might be the muscle.
It works.
Hold on, Chess. Chess, say something. I'm talking
about.
Can
do it.
Chess, say something real quick.
Is that a lot of sale?
Ben's best friend growing up robbed a bank.
Him and his buddy.
Is that cool?
Oh, yeah,
he didn't get away with it.
So,
was it the bank up by your house?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That bank got robbed like 3 times in a week when we were like 5th grade. It was crazy.
I think it was about...
No, what, this was...
Because I was like a sophomore in high school.
2011 or 12?
Yeah, I remember
yeah, I was a sophomore junior in high school. I remember that, yeah.
I might have been 2012, 2011.
Because you were little
when I first moved into that new place.
Yeah, it was 2011.
Dude, it's mine!
Dude, chill.
Yeah, that's how I know he's right about... No, Jake, that's how I know you drank 3 beers before he drank one. He's got a fucking koozie. Drink your beer faster, Ben.
Thank you.
You use koozies?
Oh, yeah, let me go back on this one. I've been spitting
what is
for
this,
an
a
hour
fucking,
and a half.
What is this, a fucking country club? Put your koozie up. Drink your beer.
Shut Tell up, him. Dude. Go give me a beer. I'll drink more beer. How about that?
Don't be give me a beer.
No.
Well, I don't have any.
Jerry.
There's
Jerry,
the problem. Jerry. I don't know what you want me to do.
I drove here. I'm responsible-ish.
Oh, there we go.
Responsible-ish.
Oh, here we go. You drove here. You can't drink.
I'm out of questions.
You got a question? Anybody else got any more questions?
Yeah, I got one second.
Let's go back.
Tits or ass?
Tits. Oh, ass. It's not
ass.
Ass. Well, what do you do with tits? Let me ask you that.
Well, tits for pictures, ass in person.
I don't want to agree with you here for some reason, but I do. So,
like you would much rather.
So let me ask you this: if you're talking to a girl and you're like, "Dude, let me get a nude," and like, "Okay, ass or tits?" What do you say?
Tits.
Ass. You guys get the option.
Tits.
Oh,
I just think I get it.
Hold on. Can I say something real quick,
Travis?
Ben, do not answer these questions.
I
said, Ben, do not answer these questions.
This is why we need a girl. This is good input. This is good.
All right, so what a girl's you for a nude? Do you send her a dick pic or an ass pic?
No, what's the order, Chav? What's
nipple
the order?
Dick was emo.
What?
It's the order.
Oh, my God. What's
that? It's on Workaholics.
They said that so quick.
Hold on.
They're drunk.
Sonia, I'm not drunk. I'm not sober either. But
nipple, dick, pussy. Butthole.
So you asked for a picture of dicks.
No.
Oh my God.
Can you? No.
You
get a picture showing the girl's nipple. Then you send a dick pic. Then you get pussy pic. Then you send butthole pic. It's off Workaholics. I don't do this. But they're trying to get
me. I'll be 100% honest with you. I've never asked a girl to send me a picture of her ass.
I haven't. No.
Can you not understand?
It's off Workaholics. You send the asshole pic. It's off Workaholics. No, because the deal with it is, it's all Workaholics. They're fucking with their buddy, so he shaves his nipple to look like a girl nipple and takes a picture of it and sends it to him. Well, then he's like, oh, I have to send a dick pic back, because that's what his buddy's convinced him. And now they have a dick pic of their buddy, and they send it to everybody they work with.
And
all right, okay, here's the question.
So why would I ask, it's like, say we work together. If you send a dick pic to
you're not, you are, he is not sending a dick pic to you. You're not asking for a dick pic. Neither is he.
I'm not trying to be an asshole, but the way he took this threw off the whole fucking conversation. So I'm
he's taking this very
he is.
What
is very
I'm saying,
he's
being weird, right?
It's a Workaholics.
I'm gonna say,
let's just make a simpler question. Since we're guys here, do we send asshole pics to girls?
No.
Absolutely not.
What woman would say that? What the fuck do you mean? What woman would want to send?
I've been alive for 28 years.
What the fuck do you mean?
I've never had a girl ask me to send a picture of her asshole. Of my asshole. I guarantee.
What?
So do you send asshole?
No, I do not.
No.
The reason why I asked that question because he said the nipple dick.
So what we learned is he sends unwilling butthole pics. That's what I learned. Because she said no, he sends them unwilling.
No. Who sends asshole pics?
Hey,
Chad. Hey,
Chad.
Hey,
Chad. Hey, Chad. Hey, Chad. Hey,
if they do, they
asshole.
It's a gay guy. They're not like being like.
You got an asshole pic?
If I got an asshole pic right now, would you want to see it?
No. Absolutely not.
No. Why'd you ask like you were in juice? Like,
I thought you were like, oh, dude, we're in this conversation. Look, what just happened.
Jaden, you won't see an asshole pic, but you'll eat ass.
Yeah. It's fine.
Chaz, that's plenty reasonable, so stop trying
to. Is that not totally weird? I'm not going to ask for an asshole pic, but if it's just happens and they ask me to do what I will do.
Caleb would be so goddamn mad if she
was in this.
I won't eat ass. Is that weird or something?
No, that's what you don't. But
That's not my face right now. That's my face.
Before you do it.
That's a meme. This is a conversation.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. That's another meme, Mike. What the fuck's going on?
Who's got more? Who's got any more questions?
Yeah, please. Let's get off this. My mouth.
Zach's got one.
Stop asking weird stuff because you guys know nothing.
Stop talking about ass.
I know nothing about
what?
Weird
me. I don't understand.
Know nothing about what? We know nothing about females?
Correct. None of us do.
None of us do. Because females don't know anything about females.
I feel like I know a little bit.
Should I ask that first one?
Yes. Fuck it. I can't even see it yet.
This Folsom.
Yes or no?
No, let's have a talk on it before we talk about it. It is a question sent in by a viewer, so we will save it. We'll talk about it before we talk about it. Make sure someone will do. I don't know if we should or not. I don't know if we should.
Wait, what is it?
Why? Why?
What's wrong with it?
It's a type of subject we probably shouldn't talk about.
No,
why?
The question is there a God? And I don't think that's something we should probably talk about.
No, we don't have politics, religion.
So I don't think that's something we should.
I actually don't care about any talking about any of that.
Exactly. We just said we don't either.
Yeah. Yeah. We said on the first podcast we're going
to
keep with it.
Is there any Brody to log out of my fucking iPad on Facebook? Because I get so many card things. No, I'm not letting you vote.
31 should be in the books, boys.
This is it for 31?
Someone do a Lost Lake CBD ad. I'm busy hacking Brody's Facebook because he left it logged in.
The Lost Lake CBD ad will actually be plugged at the end of the episode because we have a new one coming out.
So see you later, you bad motherfuckers.
We do?
Yeah, because you guys must record it.
Oh, and also, hopefully Wednesday, me and Zach are going to release our bonus deal. I'm hoping that's done. We're going to record it tomorrow night, so.
Thank you guys for listening, and this is actually pretty
funny. We actually took notes and everything, too, so we should have a decent thing.
So look out for that on Wednesday, you said?
I hope Wednesday.
Wednesday night?
Hopefully Wednesday.
Fingers crossed.
See if I can figure out how to, like, do it.